6 American months for Syria. Political commentary by Nasser Kandil. The US decision to suspend certain sanctions on Syria, permitting the import of fuel, limited operations of power plants, and a partial revival of the economy and services, is strictly bound by a 6-month time frame set unilaterally by Washington without publicly explaining the rationale. The reason, however, clearly lies in US conditions imposed on the current governing authority in Damascus. These conditions, previously outlined in US statements, emphasize the need for tangible actions rather than mere words. The key demands center on restructuring authority into a participatory framework that prevents both the Turkish-backed factions and the current ruling regime from holding unilateral decision-making power in Syria's future. This is the essence of the US calling for forming a transitional government inclusive of all Syrian components. The primary focus of American, French, and Israeli interests, and a source of Turkish apprehension, is the Kurdish component, represented by the Syrian Democratic Forces, SDF. The US demands that this group be granted a significant role in the new government and in the formation of Syria's future army, in exchange for reintegrating Kurdish-controlled areas into the broader governance framework. This would also entail placing oil resources currently controlled by the SDF at the disposal of the Syrian government. In addition to this pivotal condition, there is another equally significant demand tied to Israel's security. The US continues to back Israel's formal annexation of the occupied Syrian Golan Heights. After failing to secure a decisive victory on the Gaza, Lebanese, and Yemeni fronts, Israel seeks a compensatory image of dominance. This includes expanding its operational freedom within Syrian territory, exploiting Syria's current vulnerabilities to establish strategic geographic superiority, a goal it failed to achieve for decades. Washington may attempt to soften its demands by framing them within humanitarian elements, such as addressing ongoing violations in Syria or calling for women's rights and participation. However, the crux of the issue remains political. This sets the stage for a significant challenge for Ankara, particularly as it navigates relations with its most crucial NATO ally under a US administration, likely led by President Donald Trump, ostensibly a friend to Turkey, especially concerning the Kurdish question.